when T was making the announcement, I thought about when he used to come here. He was sitting right over there on that corner one Sunday. I didn't even know who he was. I'd seen him, but I didn't know his name. I thought he was related to Sharon. I don't know why. To me, he favored them. And Sharon said, no. But anyway, I did. And I went and grabbed his hand. We ran around this church. And I look at God now. And I'm not putting flowers on me. I'm just talking about what God has done. Went through a lot, ins and outs. But look what God is doing now. You may have gone through and are going through a lot of ins and outs. Just throw up your hand. Do it now, and I'm sitting down. Say, God, here I am.
Here I am.
I yield all that I am. Everything. Every little thing. Every crevice. Every corner. Every part of my life. To you. Take my life. Make me into what you want me to be. In Jesus' name. I'm on my way down. I started to say something, and I we'll finish that. Tim said, I need to hear that again. I want to hear that. But I was saying, people think everything that happens is for a reason, and it's not. And I gave the example, a lady I was sharing with, and we were in the jail, and she said, everything happened for a reason, and God planned this stuff to happen. You know, you learn something. And I said, no, I'm not. This may sound contradictory, but God didn't plan everything like that. I use BB for an example. I say, if I tell BB to do something or not to do something, and BB does or does not do that, what I said, he does exactly what I told him to or not to do, then he gets the good results of being obedient. I said, but if I tell BB to do something and not to do something, and he goes and does the opposite, and he gets a spanking, yes, Quayla, he gets a spanking. He gets a spanking. That wasn't my plan for him. That was just the consequences of his disobedience. You got to know that. You might be able to turn it around for the good, but God didn't plan it that way. He didn't plan for you to go through that. Because he had already given you everything that pertained to life and godliness. Let's get our act together. Let's love one another. We're all different. We all have something that rubs us the wrong way about somebody. Get over it. Bishop said, get over it. Lord told me, get over it. And just live like I say to live. Love like I say to love. Be who I made you to be. To become. And I'm telling you, that is really something great. Get up off our do nothing. Notice I said our. And do something great. In, by, and through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.